Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh. Oh yeah. It's Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's working on yourself. We're doing it 365 days. Let's get started. Right now. Come on. Better love. There's no better love than for self and kind. No better love. It's Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Welcome, welcome. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, and today we're going to talk about working on yourself. 365 days of what you need to do to work on yourself. And we always start with the peace pledge, and that pledge simply is, I will work on myself. And if you, and if we as a community just begin to work on ourselves, do the work of working on yourself. I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. You've got to want to be a better person. Listen, people, it's our time now. It's our time. But guess what? We won't get to it if we don't do the work. Where's the work? It's mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and yes, financial. Mental, working on yourself. Physical, working on your body. Emotional, working on your actions, your attitudes, and your moves, and your ways, and yourself. Your spiritual self. Your spiritual direction. Right, where are you spiritually? Some stuff that we need to go in and excavate and change and do the personal development piece. I will work on myself. Right? And personal development is working on yourself. It just means that you need to take time out to look at yourself inside and out and develop those strategies that will help you change and grow. So literally you have to say, I will work on myself. I'm going to work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And that means with support and assistance, support and assistance out here just for us to be able to do the work of stopping for a minute and doing an examination, doing an excavation, doing the work of saying, hey, I'm going to stop for a minute, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, turn the phone off, get away from all my friends, and look at myself. How can I become a better person? What will I do to begin the process of growing? And again, we are at a critical time where the self-development piece is going to help you transition, right? We need leaders, but leadership begins with leading yourself, working on yourself, developing yourself. How will you get this change? It means you're going to have to learn new ways. Learn new ways to behave, to act, to think, and challenge yourself. And the best way to begin that process is learning how to tell yourself no. How about that? No to some things. No to some ways. No to the nouns of life, those people, places, and things that always hold us back, and you know what they are, because I believe everyone knows what they are, and those self-destructive ways, right? How can you refrain from those self-destructive ways and bring your life affairs into order? By doing a few things, and we're going to talk about that today. How do you change, right? First of all, you got to have a plan. Right? What is your plan and your strategy for change? What's your plan? You got to work on yourself by having a plan, developing those new ways, those new strategies, those new activities, those new behaviors, and those new ways, and just become consistent at working on yourself. So it's a process. Right. And so as we looked at the seven C's are making a covenant with yourself. Right. You want to begin to make a covenant with yourself, a binding, unbreakable agreement that you commit to, because this is the personal development piece that you got to say, I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to really sit down, look myself in the eye, get in the mirror, and start to do my assessment through self-awareness. You got to become aware of who you are and what you're doing, right? How do people see me, right? And as I make this covenant agreement with myself, that bonding, unbreakable agreement with myself, I have to be honest. You got to be transparent. Right? Because again, when it comes to telling lies, we can't lie to ourselves. We could deceive ourselves, but you got to tell that lie or create that deception first. And that means you have to make yourself believe something that's not true and that's not fair. How will you begin to make that commitment to change? It's just one day at a time. It's making a commitment right now. If that's weight loss, if that's changing the food that you eat, if that's getting out there every day at a certain time and saying, I'm just going to go for a walk, I'm going to leave certain people and places and things alone. I'm going to spend more time at home. I'm going to spend more time with my children. I am going to read more. How about that? Find a good book. Turn the TV off and read. Stimulate your mind. Right, and lots of us want to be stimulated physically. Lots of us want to have emotional stimulation where you always got to be involved in something. Some of us like mental stimulation. We like chaos, right? And then some of us like to be stimulated spiritually, and they're missing that. I'm going to say they, with the church now, that you can't get spiritually stimulated, and then that just is for a season, and then you got to go right back to the way you were. How about being consistent and working at getting that change by developing a daily process where you find out who you are and develop that inner peace, that place within that you can go where it's safe, and carve out a space where it's just for you, your oasis of change. Well, you put all your stuff out there and you look at yourself and you say, I'm going to be consistent at going to my space, my oasis of change, and begin to do the work of working on yourself, working on your mindset, working on your attitude, working on your confidence, right? Your personal confidence in yourself and saying, I see myself just as I am. Now, all of those misgivings and those misunderstandings and being misled by a culture that tells you you're no good, that you're not beautiful, right? I'm here to tell you that you're beautiful. You're beautiful on the inside and outside. You're a unique being. You're a special being created just for this time right here, and that's why you're here. So when you see yourself, you got to say, I am special. I am unique. Oh, yeah. I'm unique. And so that takes us into a few of our I am statements to give you that confidence that you can recite over and over again until you get it down into your subconscious mind. I am peaceful. Because if you have a peaceful state of mind, if you have a peaceful condition, if you have a peaceful attitude, if you have a peaceful mindset that begins with love, and that love comes from the inside, loving yourself for who you are, love and goodness, thinking about good things, right? Think on these things, whatever so things are good. Think on those things. I am good. I am loving. I am healthy. I am focused. I am organized. I am disciplined. I am positive. Wow, how about that? I am positive. Just tell yourself that for a minute. And sit and feel the positive energy as you take a deep breath in. And as you continue to work on yourself, relax your face right now. And just take a deep breath in and let it go slowly and relax your shoulders and your jaw and your chin and your neck. And try to find that space that oasis of peacefulness on the inside. You are a beautiful being. You were born for this moment. This is our season of change. And I need you to do the work of working on yourself. And that work is 365 days for the rest of your life as you continue to just apply the basic practice that I'm teaching you today. The practice of gratitude and being grateful for not only your life but your health. I'm thankful for my health. And so as you continue to relax your mind in your safe space, your oasis of peacefulness, journey down inside to a beautiful place that you have to recognize that you are special because you made it here. This is an opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity while you have it. Be grateful for your life and your health, because if you demonstrate this practice, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, whatever your financial needs are will come. But guess what? Even if you get the money and you get the car, if you're not happy or if you're not healthy, it really don't mean very much. So I want you to begin to do the work of working on yourself. And again, that work is 365 days. Join me as we continue to empower ourselves. The work is working on yourself one day at a time. It is loving yourself one day at a time. It is creating a foundation for peacefulness on the inside. And that peacefulness of mind radiates from the inside to outside of you. Positive, peaceful, and productive. Find something to work on today. Work on yourself. Set a goal. Set a physical goal. Set a mental goal. Set an emotional goal, set a spiritual goal, and then get to work on it. It's working on ourselves. And there's so many possibilities that all we have to do is sit and be still and listen. Listen for guidance and direction. Turn away from this world for just a few minutes. Don't be like the people of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as you continue to do the work of working on yourself, being positive in everything that you do, all thoughts are positive. All actions are positive. And there's somebody saying, Marvin, I can't be positive all the time. Yes, you can if you believe you can. So all you have to do is change your thinking, change your mind, change your life. And if you can change your life, you can change the world. But it starts with your thinking. So today, I'm asking you to do the work of working on yourself. And again, that work is 365 days. It begins today, and it continues every day. So do the work of working on yourself. I am peaceful. I am productive. I am loving. I am kind. I am unique. And I am a life changer. And if you get on the path and stay on the path, not only will your life change, but you will change the life of somebody else because they will begin to ask you, what are you doing? And when someone begins to ask you, what are you doing? You can say, I'm working on myself. This is how I'm doing it. I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm finding awareness. All right? I'm asking myself, what is it that I need to work on? And then as I acknowledge it, I begin to have a response and a reaction to that. And I recognize that the thing that I need to work on, and then I make the adjustment. And if you do that every day, it's 365 days of having awareness, acknowledgement, recognition, and then making that adjustment and that change, you'll see change happen in your life. I'm Marvin Rome. Join me on the web at www.naaea.weebly.com, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. It's a lot out here for us to do. All you have to do is find something along the empowerment lines to do every day to work on yourself. Again, take the time to work on yourself. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I will talk to you soon. Be good, be positive, be productive, and be the best person that you can be today and every day. Peace.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.